There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yesterday, you also said it. Best doubleheader you can ever remember in TNT playoff history?
For my money, yes. And, you know, like, of course, as we go deeper into the playoffs and the stakes get higher, like, you know, people think those games matter more. But I will forever be around one, you know, kind of that's my favorite time with the back to, you know, two games going on at the same time and back to back like that. And I guess we should say we don't really know that the Knicks won because I don't know if you heard, but Philadelphia did file a grievance.
That's right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Know, the NBA, they may look at the tape and decide that actually Philadelphia won. We'll withhold judgment there. But no, in seriousness, the fact that kind of the main story coming out of both of the losers was complaining about the refs, I thought was hilarious, because if you've been watching to this point in the playoffs, you will have noticed a very specific trend, and that is many fewer points than actually the market was expecting. And that is in two parts. One is the possessions go down. That happens every year. That shouldn't have surprised anyone. But the other is that the fouls are being called less aggressively. And if you haven't been watching the NBA since the All-Star break, then maybe you didn't know that this was happening, but it does feel like whatever kind of emphasis the league, you know, kind of gave to the referees post All-Star break, would they double down on it for the playoffs? And guess what?
Sure did.
That's awesome.
Yes.
No one wanted to see those two games last night decided by free throws on cheap stuff. Like, it honestly, the fact that, you know, that both of those games were decided by, you know, elite playmaking, rebounding, shot making, like, hallelujah. Like, the spectacle and the magical, you know, nature of those two comebacks, particularly the Knicks one, like, you know, when Kyle Lowry goes to the free throw line up four, I have decent stakes on Knicks to win this one. I thought the opening price was absurd with Philly as favorites. I'm, you know, heavily into the Knicks here. And, you know, he goes to the free throw line up four. And I threw my phone. I'm like, man, this is like 98% over. Like I don't even know.
We were, like, we were asking.
What sequence could possibly get me back into this game?
We were asking out loud. What was the Sixers win probability at that moment?
Had to be 98.5, 99, something in that ballpark. It was a big number. And I'm just kind of resigned to, well, because I thought game two was going to be the gimme, right? Like, you know, one day turnaround for, you know, an ill Tyrese Maxey and a hobbled Joel Embiid. Like that was supposed to be the gimme for the Knicks. And,
Tyrese looked horrible.
They donked it with an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. And it was like, I was despondent with the loss. And then, the final sequence with the threes, Nick Nurse probably has a modicum of a fair beef that he didn't get the timeout called, but it wasn't clean. I didn't think it was like a clean, surefire thing at all. Like, it was a little, if you're a referee, you have to see possession and then see the timeout. And it was so bang, bang. Like, you know, I don't think this was by any, you know, stretch of the imagination, the most egregious call. So, it was a bad break for them. And I think ultimately there's certainly things they could have done to, you know, kind of put themselves in a better position, but what a comeback from the Knicks. And my goodness gracious, I don't remember another team playing that hard. Kind of executing at that level in super high leverage situations. And then the Lakers Nuggets was just a that the kind of final sequence, the final, really the entire fourth quarter told you everything you already kind of knew about the matchup between these two teams, which is the Lakers have, you know, kind of a relatively thin lineup of players who can make a difference in a series against the world champions. And Anthony Davis completely running out of gas, considering how much he put into the offensive side of the ball in the first half, was somewhat predictable. LeBron did come to the rescue to a degree to kind of keep the Lakers' noses ahead, but it got no support really from any of the supporting cast. And then, you know, the Nuggets kind of key advantage in this entire series is going to be their crunch time offense, where, you know, the Lakers defense has, you know, structural issues defending, you know, a playmaker like Jamal Murray. And so the fact that he specifically was the difference in getting that win, you know, late in that game was, it all felt correct. It all felt perfect. And ultimately, you know, I think the Lakers, are probably going to be, you know what, in the, they're going to be right around to pick them for, maybe small dogs in game, game three in LA. So, yeah, I mean, I can see them close and pick. Like, there's going to be a little bit of momentum on the Lakers considering how, you know, well they played over the balance of the game. But, yeah, I don't see how this team is getting a win against this Nuggets team, particularly if it comes down to crunch time, because the Lakers defense is just structurally, not equipped to handle. And, you know, like the supporting cast for a team like the Lakers typically plays better at home than they do on the road, which is why there's a little bit of a zigzag effect there. Certainly whatever adjustments Darvin Ham has in his back pocket that he didn't use last night, he's going to have to use for game three. But I'm not necessarily expecting this series to go past game five, if it even gets there. And it's crazy because the margin between the teams is narrow, as we've now seen through two games.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Five game series. What else could the Lakers have done? By the way, a couple notes just to wrap that up. Kyle Lowry, career 81.5% free throw shooter when he made the 1 and 2. And Anthony Davis, to your point, 0 points, one shot, 0 points in the fourth quarter last night. Games three of both of those series, including the Cleveland-Orlando game three, is all on Thursday. Tonight we have a triple header. Tomorrow's a double header. Kelly and I were talking about this earlier, that one of the games tomorrow in the double header is Boston-Miami. So effectively, the NBA is sort of saying, let's take a night off with just one game.
There's your bye day.
Let me ask you about the three today. T-Wolves up one are 3-point favorites against the Suns. Bucks up one are 1-point favorites against the Pacers. And the Clippers up one are 1.5-point dogs against the Mavs. Do you have a play in any of those?
Yeah, so my fare on Minnesota Phoenix is 3, so I don't have a side in that one. At 3, I got a little bit of a stake at 2.5, but it was nothing to write home about. The total to me looks too low. I think kind of Phoenix's key adjustment is going to have to be an uptick in pace. The way that their defense was exposed, I think, is problematic for them if they can't get their offense going. They're in deep trouble in this game and in this series, and I think ultimately Minnesota wins. But I also don't see a game that's going to be contested in the 212s. My fare on this one is closer to 220. So I got some over in Phoenix, Minnesota. The Indy Milwaukee game is fascinating because, like, the series price and the game one price were just like flat out wrong. And that's rare, but it was wrong for a reason. Like, the, you know, there was very quiet speculation about Dame Lillard's, you know, kind of just general ability to show up and be fit. He was missing practice last week. There was rumors that it was a more serious injury than, you know, that they were letting on. And if you watched any of game one, no, he was fine. And he was actually quite good.
Yes.
And in fact, the real questions and issues were about Tyrese Halliburton and whether or not he's going to show up for this series. And honestly, he may not show up until game three, because it certainly didn't. He did not seem ready. And it wasn't even like, you know, he was getting good looks and they just weren't falling. Like, he was unengaged. And I think that's a problem. So I think Bucks probably win this one. I think the under is probably good because the pace is so much slower than it was projected. So that one, to me, looks like Bucks and under. And then Dallas, I have Dallas series price. I'm riding it out. I feel not great about it considering that supporting cast, but fingers crossed they win.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.